to Ova and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie this Tuesday at noon, the 24th of August, 1971. Channel to Ova and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie this Tuesday, the 24th of August, 1971. Channel to Ova.
I'll go out and look at the ground, Faye. I'll go out and see if the ground's dry.
Now you listen, you sit down and rest.
I'm going to.
Don't bother with me.
How about a little piece of tea? A little glass of tea.
No, ma'am. I just drink my water.
Well, I'll get you some cold.
No, it's all right. It's
you
all
know,
right.
I'm going to get everybody some cold. Well, that was what you needed, Miss Mary. Was a good news, because you didn't sleep last night.
Well, did she get sick or just felt bad?
No, she just was supposed to go back. She didn't feel good, you know, from all that sulfur.
Oh, she don't.
It goes to her back.
She don't feel good, and she don't act. She don't put on it. She don't act like she feels good either. Somehow or other.
Coffee?
I don't want any coffee.
Well, all I got is water.
Well, water. There's anything. Just put the jug over there.
There you go. Nice. This is good to work out there. Because the air and the hay had dried and it's so sweet. But you were lying there just so peaceful.
It was so peaceful and so quiet.
They said you didn't know if we had any other part of the house besides the kitchen.
No.
Who was it that came out here a whole year? Some young person came out here a whole year. And they never came anywhere except to the kitchen and the bathroom and out there. I guess that's all the part of the house they ever thought that we occupied.
There's got three, all the rooms are the same size, about, I don't know, 14 foot. And there's three upstairs.
Three upstairs. Well, y'all can just call in neighbors.
And 10-foot ceiling, upstairs and down. But the paper, you see, I stripped it in here. It was just waving. And in the Faye thought and her mother thought we ought to have some place here where the wind would blow in. And that's the reason we weatherboarded that, those two rooms in there. Now, I did the front room. I got some old odd trailer stuff at 15 cents a foot. And that's a square foot. And even then it was selling for 45 cents. And I didn't choose a pattern. I just took what they had. You see, they had a little left over to sell it out. And I'd glad to get something to put up there.
It was old paper. I told you that it was paper.
Yeah.
Ms. Mary, I still don't understand. What happened?
I didn't hear that.
I'm trying to tell you about that paper.
Paper experience.
We bought some paper from Sears Roebuck and papered the front room. And one night, Mr. and Miss Fox was there. And it popped just like a skyhook and never did it come down.
It just popped like a cow whip,
and it all fell at one time.
There in the front room.
There in the front room. But it every bit come down.
I just can't.
Yeah.
Bought the paper at Sears Roebuck.
Yeah. Well, you spoke to them about it.
Yeah, they made it good.
Had they ever had that happen before?
Never have.
Huh.
Never have. But Mr. and Miss Fox was there that night. Yeah, he'd been up there a week or so.
Yeah.
Was it the kind that you rolled up, you put up yourself, it was already had
yes,
good
ma'am.
On it?
Oh.
What did you think was happening?
I just didn't know. I knew it was coming down, but I didn't know why.
Yeah. Oh, it's nice to sit down and say, yeah, you this kind of weather. You know, it looks so nice out there, but every time you do something, you get sweaty.
And look at that blue sky. This is cloudy. Well, I wasn't sure we were going to be able to get this out and up today.
I thought you all was through.
We were.
Before you came in to lunch.
We just let it sit out there. See.
We hadn't been out there this morning. Young people can't stay with, not thinking about Suzanne, but most young people can't stay with anything long enough to get it really done. They'll come out and stay a couple of hours and they won't go off and do something else.
That's right.
Is that the experience you all have?
Well, we don't have no young people to come help us at all.
I don't get much out of any of them. Even the ones that sort of know how to work, they still, I don't get much out of them. I tell you what, you got to be experienced to see somebody like Marvin before you're worth having around.
I bet he's always known.
You know, you got to be, I don't know how it used to be, but I haven't seen any of the young ones. They just wait for the payroll. Well, you know there's a bunch of us, a lot of them pay that's pretty good, but I don't run into them.
Well, you said you couldn't get anybody to even mow your yard.
You sure can't.
Well, now that's pretty hard doing it.
It sure is.
All these boys out of work and you can't get anybody to mow the yard.
Just can't get anybody to do a thing.
I bet some pineapple sherbet would taste good.
No, ma'am, this is a plenty, missus.
Are you sure?
What, plenty?
Well, not much.
Well, about time to eat again, see?
Yeah, you know, I got to go start supper.
Yeah, I'm going right here. Mm-hmm.
I'll go with you. I haven't been over in so long.
Come on, go.
I need to catch the land. Now, your pea's gone?
Yes, sir. The plenty of vines, they still growing. But they just don't produce the peas. The middle of the patch, I hadn't put on any peas at all. And they're all the same peas and been planted at the same time. And I don't know why, they're just making vine.
I didn't think it was anything hard to make peas produce. Did
I didn't either. If you plant them on the wrong time, though, they won't produce.
Well, this has been it's not even been good for garden this year, has it?
No, sure hasn't.
But you've got some pretty calves.
Yes, sir.
What do you lay that to?
Thinned down my cows, got rid of the old sorry cows, and the woods was burnt.
Yeah, accidentally.
Mm-hmm. No, the containers burnt the wood.
Did
it? Mm-hmm. They burnt off the pasture this year.
Do they have to have permission to do that, or what?
Oh, no, they don't have to have no permission.
They just go ahead and burn if they want
to. They just go ahead and burn if they want to. They don't have to have permission to do anything.
They were on their property. I didn't know whether burning was against the law or something.
It is against the law to them, but they can do anything they want to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you ready, guys?
Well, I tell you what, I'm afraid to move. I'm afraid I won't be as comfortable out there as I am right here.
No, dear, you will. You will.
You got it. What you gonna have tonight? Vegetables?
No, sir. I don't hardly think so. I really don't know what I'm going to
have. Well, I thought you knew from one day to the next. What you
no, ma'am. I have to kind of plan it.
Have to think?
That's right.
Now, there's no store down at the creek that you can buy anything.
Oh, yes, sir. There's a little store down there. But it's just so high, you can't afford to go down there and trade. If you want a box of washing powders or a box of salt, something like that, you can run down there and pick it up, or a quart of milk.
Yeah. What is your best bet, Miss Nobby?
No, I go to Gainesville or Hawthorne.
Hawthorne better than Meganope?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I'm
going to
give you some of this pineapple salad.
Ma'am?
I'm
going to
give you some of this pineapple salad.
No, ma'am, this is plenty. Thank you, ma'am.
I didn't cut your pan off in here this month.
That's all right, I will.
Sure will.
Now that's the end of the visit. This little dab on Channel 2 over. The end of the visit with Mrs. Guthrie this Tuesday, the 24th of August, 1971. Tuesday, the 24th of August, 1971, and the end of the visit with Ms. Guthrie on Channel 2 Over. Channel 2 Over, Tuesday, the 24th of August, 1971, and the end of this visit with Ms. Guthrie. Just this little dab on Channel 2 Over, hardly enough to keep.